Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival Awards. We've been speaking to the director of White Riot, Rubika Shah, whose film won Best Documentary.
So can you talk us through your film, White Riot, for people who don't know anything about it? How do you introduce it?
So it's really about the Rock Against Racism Carnival of 1978, which was led by The Clash and was started by a group of artists that really made this carnival from nothing. But it's really about the story of youth culture and about how the youth at that time stood up against the National Front and the far right.
And what attracted you to the subject matter? What was the spark that you wanted to make, put the story on the big screen?
So all of my films kind of involve youth culture and are really about, I try to find quite inspirational stories. And so this story, when I found it, I was amazed that nobody had told it. And so that was actually 5 years ago. And I was like kind of passionate about wanting to tell this story, but I didn't realize that the events of the next 5 years, which is the previous 5 years from now, were about to happen. So, you know, Trump, Brexit, all sorts of different things that, as you probably know. So it just became more and more timely as we proceeded to make the story.
And what is particular about documentary filmmaking? What attracts you to that rather than fiction? And why do you think it's important to tell these sorts of stories right now?
Wow, it's a big question. It's okay. As I said, when we started this journey to tell this story about Rock Against Racism, we really, really didn't know that the events were of the future were about to happen. But somewhere in our minds must have been kind of in the zeitgeist of that kind of far-right sentiment. So I think that was kind of as a personal perspective. But I think in general, I think it's really important to tell stories. And I think it takes one single person to tell a story that can mean so much to so many people, because it's like it's always about the real people behind these big movements or the real people behind the film that tell these stories that really make them matter to lots of people.
And how do you see the broader cinema landscape and how it is now for female filmmakers? It feels like we're in a great moment, bigger budgets, getting more profile, but have you ever encountered difficulty and do you still think there's more to do?
Oh, wow, another big question. It's okay. I guess the stats really say it all. I think Directors UK came up with a study quite recently that said that things actually hadn't really changed that much in the last 5 years. So, you know, I hope by, I guess, winning this award, it's a message to more women to say, you know, get up there and make, you know, go ahead and make a film. You know, anyone can do it. Because if I can do it, you know, then I'm sure anybody can do it.
And what does it mean to you to have your film at London Film Festival and to be honoured with this award? And how do you think it's going to help your film?
So it's just amazing on so many levels. I mean, it's amazing because it's a kind of it's a British London story, and to win a Grierson is just, you know, a fantastic opportunity. And also to be awarded by such a prestigious jury, you know, Chance Ford, Julia Nottingham, and Cynthia Gill. I'm just absolutely blown away.
Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.